Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-1946 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-1946. 800-432-1946.
Just want to tell you both good luck.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you and welcome, folks. It is the Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information. Phone lines are open, 844-RAY-SHOW. If you'd like to get on board, let's do it. 844-729-7469. Emails, which we will get to later on in the program, at raylucia.com, raylucia.com. Well, I've got a lot of discussion items on my docket today. One is, it is getting to that time of the year where we're looking at tax deductions. And today I want to focus, if I have time, because I've got another important topic where I'm going to put $250,000 in your pocket. I'm going to give you advice worth $250,000. Not to be confused with giving you, Jim Stewart, $250,000. Just advice worth $250,000, all right?
Just make the check out to Ray Lucia?
No. That was the old soupy sales deal, you know? Oh, yeah. Go into your mommy's purse. You remember that? Yeah. Oh, that was funny. No, I'm going to help you put some extra money in your house by responding to many emails that we've got on buying versus leasing a car. My thoughts on that. So sit back, relax. It is the Ray Program bringing you the best in money information. So how many emails, James, have we gotten over the months from people saying, you know, I want to lease a car, I want to buy a car, I want to know what's better, pros and cons of buying versus leasing a car?
Well, they come in on a regular basis because it's something that people face all the time. You know, do I put more money into the car that I have, or do I go out and get a new car, or how do I do it? How can I put it in the budget?
Yeah, well, Heather Levine, or Levin, wrote about this. So I thought I would quote from Heather and get into this whole buying a car business, because driving those cars until they drop probably makes a lot of sense. And I know this for a fact since my now almost 11-year-old car with 110,000 miles on it, I still love and it's still driving great. And, you know, I'd like to tell you that I've change the oil every 3,000 miles, but I haven't. It's just, they're making cars a lot better, and cars are living a lot longer. The problem is us. We have these big, humongous egos, especially us guys, because when we're younger, we want a, you know, a hot red car because it's a babe magnet. And then as we get older, we want the ego trip car because I'm successful. I've got a nicer car than you. And you know what? Real men drive beaters. I'll explain to that in a second. But first, let's talk about the pros and cons of buying versus leasing. Let's talk about leasing first, okay? Here's what Heather has to say. New car all the time. Leasing a car means you always get to drive around in a sweet new ride. Yes, and that's why most of us do it. Be honest. We lease a car because we want to be driving something new. Now, I've got relationships with the auto repair places, which I'll tell you more about in future shows, but I can take my car in for a makeover every few years and spend way less than even what the taxes and the drive-off tax insurance cost is on buying a new car. That's a whole other topic, which I'll get to. Less maintenance issues, well, that may be true, but you've got to factor that into the cost. You're going to drive a new car, you would think that you have less maintenance issues, although I will tell you that I have had brand new cars, and some of them are lemons. Yeah, uh-huh. But for the most part, you get a new car, you won't have to, you know, have as much in the way of maintenance, although it is still costly. You still got to keep it up, because if you want that warranty, et cetera, you got to keep up the maintenance. You don't keep up the maintenance, and then something goes wrong, they say, oh, look here, you were supposed to change the oil every 3,000 miles, and I didn't see that you did that. Therefore, you know, your transmission fluid or whatever was too low, your transmission is now on the ground, we're not going to pay for it. Leases are tax deductible for small businesses. We've got to be careful, because it's true if it's exclusively for business use, but I don't know anyone who has a car exclusively for business use. I only have two cars now, but once upon a time, I had three. And of course, I could claim a higher percentage for business use, but not every time I got in the business car did I use it for business use. So while it's deductible, when you purchase a car and you own a business, it's depreciable. So there, I mean, you might get the write-off a little bit quicker with a lease. But I wouldn't say leasing a car is better necessarily from a tax perspective. Perhaps cost of money better, yes. But what's more deductible? It still comes down to, are you using it for business or not? And few upfront costs. Let's be honest. That's what really attracts us. We can take that lease car after 3 years, throw the keys on the table, and for a couple of grand, we're into another car. And we do that every 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. And we're always driving a new car, and we're stuck with a car payment for the rest of our lives. The cons of leasing a car. I know these well because I've leased a lot of cars in my day. And many years ago, I stopped leasing and just bought. And if I had the cash, that was really cool because I bought for cash. And man, not having a car payment, I know is, you know, maybe next to not having a house payment is the coolest thing ever. Because if you think about it, it's probably the number two expense in your family. If you own a couple of cars, I mean, what's a car payment today? $500, $600, $700 a month?
Closer to $800 or $900.
So you got two of those.
Unless you're going out six-year finance.
Yeah. Cons of leasing a car, she says, lease contract amount doesn't change even after an accident. Well, that's true. You get in an accident and the car's like all mangled up. You still got to make those payments. Limits on time and distance. This one burned me on my last leased car because I drove like 15,000 miles more than the lease accounted for. Many times the dealer will say, well, we'll just do a 10,000 mile per year lease when you actually drive 20,000 miles per year. So at the end of 5 years, you go back and you've got, you know, 20, 30,000 more miles on the car, and they charge you like a quarter a mile to get rid of the car. So if you drive a lot, leasing not nearly as attractive as owning. Next, liability for payments. If you lose your job, guess what? Yeah, you could try to sublease the car to somebody else. That's very complicated. There are a few websites that allow you to do that, by the way. I would be very hard-pressed to recommend it, however. And then selling a leased car, you're almost always buried. Ask anybody that leased a car that, you know, before the lease is up, goes to trade it in on a new car. Almost invariably, you're $5,000, $10,000, $8,000, upside down. But they say, excuse me, don't worry about it. We're just going to roll that money into the new lease. And then your payment just goes up another $126 a month for the next five more years. And then no ownership, but still responsible for repairs. That speaks for itself. You know, you can't not take care of the car. Can't claim the vehicle as an asset. I don't know. not very many vehicles are an asset anyway. Maybe an old Cobra or something like that's an asset. But most of the cars that I own, they're not an asset. They're a liability. Steep car payments and opportunity costs. Let's see what she says here. A lease starts a trend, oh, this is so true, of perpetually paying a car payment. If you never paid a car payment, and the average car payment in the U.S. was $350 a month, putting that $350 a month in a mutual fund that earned 10% would become $791,000 in 30 years. And that's if the payment was just $350 a month. Now, that's assuming you don't have a car, too. So you got to be careful with that. I've done some math on this. When we come back from the break, I'll tell you the imprecise mathematics that I've done, just anecdotally to help people out. But more expensive to buy after the lease. Well, yeah, and then if you want to buy the car after the lease, although I have learned those prices are typically negotiable, you're going to spend what the value of the car is at that time based on what the cap cost was when you bought it and the depreciation was during the term. But if you leased for 5 years, you're still going to owe a handsome amount to buy that car. And then you're stuck in the lease after you sign it. Once you sign that baby, you own it. Like I said, you can go to swaplease.com or leasetrader.com and get somebody else to sublease it from you. But I would talk to my lawyer about what liability I may still have on that automobile with Jim Stewart, as bad a driver as he is, driving that car that he subleases from me. Now, we'll come back, talk more about this, because it is one of the big investments you'll make, and it's not an investment. It's a depreciating asset.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Napa Know-How.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605. So
we're talking about your car as being one of the big expenses, budget busters. I mean, seriously, because you spend a lot of money. And if you actually did the math, you pulled out your calculator and figured this stuff out. I have, by the way, and I'll get to that in a minute. But the question we get all the time is, should I buy or should I lease? I will tell you unequivocally that if you could buy and hold, does this sound familiar? Buy and hold on to your car for a good long time. Own that sucker instead of rolling one lease into the next lease into the next lease. And just take care of the car. Set up a relationship with, you know, with one of these automobile shops that can, you know, fix the dents and fix the paint job. And I'm going to take mine in pretty soon because somebody sideswiped the front of my car and I got this white patch and it looks ugly. But when you drive the car for 10 to 15 years, and by the way, you know, a car's got 50,000 miles on it. A lot of people are saying, oh, I got too many miles on my car. I'm telling you, I've got 110,000 miles. My car still looks fairly, you know what? I ought to post a picture of it. And I'm not very good at taking care of cars. I beat the heck out of my cars. It's just not, I'm not a car guy. I don't do that, but I'm not a car guy. And yeah, I spend a little money on maintenance here and there, but not any more than I was spending when I had a new leased car. So I want you to think about this. And by the way, this is not just for the youths out there, the young people, because they really make a mistake. Young married couples, you know, they want to drive one of the brand new crossovers or minivans or whatever, and that's all well and good. But when they look at their budget, they say, well, here's an example that I learned as I was researching this by Allison Storm. And these are a couple year old numbers, but you'll get the point. She said, according to the National Automobile Dealers Association, the average price of a new car sold in the U.S., $28,400. As I said, it's probably over $30,000 now because vehicle costs have risen at an annual pace of about 2.8%, 2.5%, a little bit more than the rate of inflation. So today it's probably over $30,000. The national average interest rate was 5.73%. Now, I know that brand new cars, you can usually get a little bit better interest rate. When they average all the cars, it's 5.73%. But here's what she says. Finance that over 3 years, your payment's $927 a month. Finance it over 5 years and the payment's $587 a month. That's more like it for most people. Most people aren't getting rid of their payments in 3 years because they're saying $1,000 a month. I only make $3,000 a month. That's a third of my income or whatever the number is. So most people go out and they'll buy a car over a 5 year period and then they'll be tired of it and they'll trade it in and get a new car. And trade it in and get a new car. And the fact of the matter is, you're going to be spending a boatload of money when you do that. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of extra dollars. If you compounded, and I did some simple math on this. I don't want to get into how I calculated it, but I basically said, well, if I bought a car every 5 years versus every 10 years, and I drove that extra 5 years, the earnings that I could have gotten on that, you know, extra 30,000 bucks or whatever the amount is, because usually when we trade in, we have a little bit more income, we go for a little bit nicer car. So maybe we start at 28,000 or 25,000 or 20,000, and 10 years later, we're up to a $40,000 car. And 10 years later, you're up to a $100,000 or $90,000 car. I know I did it. I did it. And there was a point where I quit buying and started leasing because I liked the sound of the monthly payment. And there was a time when I was spending a nice mortgage payment on the cost of a couple of cars. Those days are long gone. Because what I did is I put my ego back in my pocket and said, you know what? People will have way more respect for me, but more important, my kids will learn, my grandkids will learn, and I will have more respect for me if I get the most out of every car that I own. And so now I have zero car payments. And the last car I bought was a couple of years old, and I paid cash for it. And the car that I drive, and my wife bugs me about this because she says, well, you know, the transmission's going to go and all that stuff. You got 110,000 miles. Maybe we should be trading it in. Doesn't sound like her because usually she's on the other side. But we've been having this debate. And, you know, we went out and test drove one. And I looked at, you know, like new Escalades and new Suburbans and new Yukons. And I love the big monster car because I got grandkids now, and sometimes we throw the bikes in the back or we do whatever. So I said, honey, I want this big car again with the big motor, because if we ever have to pull the boat, she said, the boat, we got to get rid of the boat. Okay, I'm drawing the line there. But I'm saying, do I want to spend $70,000 or $80,000? My car is probably only worth $10,000-$12,000 on a trade-in, but it looks brand new. It's black on black. Seats are comfy, and okay, maybe it's not quite as smooth, but I'm going to take it and have a makeover done, put new shocks and get new wheels and tires and all that. I could spend $4,000 or $5,000 and get this car all spiffied out, looking good, you know, get the engine checked, the tranny and all that stuff, and save myself probably $1,000 a month or more. Okay, so here's what she says. Okay, so you're now spending $587, call it $600 a month. So if you just drove that car, all right? Okay, you're spending $600 a month. The end of 5 years, don't get ants in your pants. Keep driving it. You're saving what is tantamount to $600 a month. You go buy a new car, you've got insurance costs just went up. Have you talked to your insurance agent about how much more insurance costs when you buy a brand new car as opposed to insuring a 6 or a 5 year old car? Registration, have you looked at registration? It's probably 4 times more expensive to register a brand new car than to pay the registration on the old car. All of this, and we ignore it. We ignore it because of the ego in buying a brand new car. So, Jim, you and I were talking during the break about this trap that people get into when they buy a car and they trade it in and they get another one and another one, and they have a perpetual monthly payment that could be, and the numbers that I did, it's like $250,000 over, say, a 30-year time period.
Yeah, maybe in the next session here, I'll talk a little bit about the trap people fall into when they're going to financing office at a dealership between buying and leasing.
Oh yeah, and that trap is when you're talking, I've had a lot of friends that were F&I people at dealerships, and you know, they sell you the Teflon coating and the you know, upgraded floor mats and some nice fancy wheels, some fuzzy dice to hang from the mirror, you know, whatever, and it all costs money, but it's not real money. This one's $13 more a month, the other one's $25 a month. Ah, it's how much a month it is. It's not the capital cost of it all. All right, we'll come back with more on the Ray Lucia Show. Stick around.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rammer was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110.
Welcome back, folks. We're talking about buying, leasing a car, and the fact that we blow a lot of money on new cars. And I get it, because I was a victim myself of, you know, the car dealer and the ego trip and keeping up with the Joneses mentality and so forth. And if you could just simply fight that off, you will be way ahead. Jamie Page Deaton at U.S. News and World Report wrote an article on this a while back, and he looked at the math of buying a Honda Civic, one of the most popular cars on the road. And what he said was that by keeping the old Civic, you could save as much as $2,763 over the course of a year. Well, if you did that just for 5 years, right? All you did was save $2,763 a year for 5 years, and then you went back to your old habits, and you left that money alone, that savings, $17,000, $18,000, whatever it was, alone for the ensuing 25 years of your 30-year retirement, you have almost $100,000. That's on keeping a Honda Civic for 5 extra years. All right, that's all. Just 5 years, that's all. That's all. By keeping it. And if you did that every 5 years, the math that I did earlier was about $250,000. And I didn't factor in higher insurance costs and higher registration costs. So you want to avoid getting into the trap.
The trap.
The trap that you were going to talk about.
Well,
you've got like 2 minutes. That's it.
Okay, 2 minutes. The trap that happens most often for people going and buying a new car, the cost is from point A, when you buy it at point A and when you sell it at point B. So when you look at buying a car and financing it, you're looking at the overall top manufacturer's retail price, the financing cost, and then what their monthly payment is. What's hidden in when people look at a lease payment being so much lower is the capitalization rate. In other words, they're saying that car is only going to be worth this much at this point in time. And so what's happened to you, you drive through the lease, you're driving it more miles, they're
right.
Saying that the residual value of the car is X, and that's one of the traps. Another rule of thumb that I like to use for younger clients is I say, look, if you're making a car payment now and you finish paying off the car, just keep making the same monthly payment every month, put it in a savings account, and you're going to use that for a down payment. You're going to use that for future maintenance. Just put that in your budget is what you're going to have to pay from now on.
That's a really, really good idea. And if you can keep the car for 10 years instead of an extra 5, I mean, most cars will drive. I mean, we just refurbished my son's 1992 Toyota, and we spent $5,000. Soup to nuts. I mean, really, there's not one drop of oil on the driveway. Brand spanking new paint job. New interior. If I showed you a picture of it, you would think it's a brand new car. 1992. It's been sitting on a lot for, I don't know, 15 years, and it's gotten all dilapidated. $5,000. He could not replace that car for $25,000. So it's pretty cool. We gave it to him for Christmas. That was a pretty cool idea. Anyway, I want to move on, because today I'm focusing on a lot of the emails that I get, and we're going to do emails maybe in a little bit. But we get emails all the time on buying versus leasing a car and so forth. Hopefully we've beaten that one to death today. But the other one I get is on deductions. Is this deductible? Is that deductible? Business expense deduction. So I'll cover a few of these. Let's start with transportation expenses incurred when you're not traveling away from your home on business. And I know this one well, and so does Jim, because we work out of our homes. We commute to a studio, but we don't have a full-time office here and full-time phones here. All of that stuff's in our home office. So, you know, regardless of whether or not we can deduct the home office, which we can if it's exclusively used for business, the transportation to and from is, in fact, income tax deductible because our place of business is our home. Now, you've got to make sure that you can document all this, excuse me, because the IRS doesn't like it. They don't like it. But what they say here is taxpayers generally not entitled to deduct the cost of commuting from the taxpayer's residence to the taxpayer's primary place of business. However, business-related transportation costs, other than commuting costs, may be deducted as business expenses. So if you're traveling from one business place to another business place, that's exactly what we do. Our first business place is our home office. We travel to the studio, and then we travel back to our home base of business. That is not commuting miles. Remember, if you're commuting to work, you can't deduct that. Those are business miles, and they're deductible. What do you get on your tax return? 53.5 cents, which is lower than it was a few years ago.
It was 54 cents last year. It's predicated on
the cost
of gas.
I remember being 57% or 57 cents a few years back.
Well,
anyway,
gas related.
If you're going to see clients or customers and all that stuff, traveling to a business meeting outside of your place of business, all of that is deductible. Traveling from the taxpayer's residence to a temporary workplace may, in fact, be deductible. But if you don't have an exclusive home office and you've got a place where you got a phone and a computer and all that stuff, this is a potential audit magnet. So be careful about that one. The next one is moving expenses. Now, I just moved. The problem is I only moved about 6 miles from my house, so it doesn't work for me. But a taxpayer may deduct reasonable moving expenses incurred in connection with beginning work at a new principal place of business, whether as an employee or self-employed person. The following requirements apply. The taxpayer must have incurred moving expenses. In other words, if your company pays for it, you don't get to deduct it because they're deducting it. Those moving expenses must be related to the taxpayer's start of work at a new principal place of work. So I'm moving from here to Chicago, right? I may still be a talk show host, but it doesn't matter. It's a new principal place of working. And it's got to be 50 miles. You have to move at least 50 miles or more. All right, so that those are moving expenses, the qualified moving expenses, you know what they are. You can't deduct, stuff that don't really relate to moving. You're packing stuff, that's a qualified moving expenses. The traveling, sometimes meals, but usually meals are excluded when you're traveling from one place because you got to eat. I mean, it's not like you're not going to eat otherwise. They're not going to let you deduct that. And they, of course, must be reasonable. I mean, if you rent a 747 and you could have flown from here to Chicago on Southwest Airlines, no, they're not going to let you do that. And then finally, the deduction that I have time to cover is business-related education expenses. I get this one a lot because they say, well, you know, I'm a software programmer, but I want to go back to school and learn a new trade or business. Maybe I want to go to law school. Can I deduct that? Well, here's the rules on all of that. Number one, the expense must relate to education that is designed to maintain or improve skills used by the taxpayer in his or her trade or business. If you're a software engineer and you go for a law degree, that's not going to fly. The education must be specifically required by the employer or under applicable law or regulations in order for the taxpayer to retain an established employment relationship, status, or compensation level. So if I said, well, Jim, I want you to take talk show classes And he goes out and, you know, he becomes, you know, Jim Rush Stewart, then obviously he could deduct those expenses. Despite this, educational expenses will be considered personal non-deductible expenses. The expense incurred in obtaining the minimal educational requirements for qualification in the taxpayer's business, for example, obtaining a law degree, as I said, though once the employee has met the minimum educational standards upon entering his trade or business, he will be treated as continuing to meet those standards even if they are eventually changed. So the educational expenses, if you're changing careers, are not deductible. Educational expenses, in particular if you're self-employed, to help you earn more money in your business, would in fact be income tax deductible. Jim paying for your CFP classes that you have to take, that you hate. You complain about it all the time. At least you get to deduct it, buddy.
There you go.
At least you get to deduct it.
What's a thousand here or there?
All right, emails are next. 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to chat. Emails at raylucia.com. RAYLUCIA.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with more of the Ray Lucia Show, so please stay with us.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. If you own a home, there's a good chance its value has gone up. In fact, year over year, housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6%, one of the largest increases this decade. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. You could take cash out to consolidate debt, or you could refinance to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening with the housing market, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
It is a beautiful drive, driving the Ventura Highway from America. That's what you should do. Plug that 8-track in and throw a cassette into the 8-track and listen to America from way back when. They had the good stuff, you know. They had the one with the car, driving in the car. What was that one called, guys? Sister Golden Hair or whatever. There was another one. Ventura Highway. I used to do this song when I was in the music business. I loved it. Yeah, Sandman. That's a really good song. Yeah.
Difference between a cassette and an 8-track.
Okay, sorry. Okay, sorry. I graduated from the cassette to the 8-track, and now
8-track to the cassette.
Is that what I did? It was 8-track from the cassette. Yeah.
Exactly.
That was a long time ago, Jeff. We've got a lot of emails here, so let's hit it, boys, and get with it. We'll start with Albert. Hey, Albert. He loves the show, too. Thank you, Albert. I appreciate that. My spouse, he says, is the beneficiary of my 401k. I want to change it to our son. Is this hard to do? What's your spouse say about this, Albert? Are you still married to said spouse? Because if you're still married to said spouse, it's very hard to do if your spouse says no. Even if your spouse says no, you can still do it if you can fool the HR department into allowing you to change your son as the beneficiary. But it won't work if you die. And here's why. Under federal law, your spouse is the beneficiary of your 401k plan unless she or he, depending on, you know, who the spouse is, signs something that says, I am okay with Albert disinheriting me from the 401k. Now, I've talked about this before, and a lot of people don't buy it, but it's true. Let's say that Albert and his beautiful wife, maybe she's not beautiful, what do I know? But Albert and his wife get divorced. Now, Albert, you go through this thing called a quadro, a qualified domestic relations order, and you split up the assets in the 401k. Now, some people will say, woman, you get the house, and I'll keep the 401k plan. In a divorce, you need tax help, because that may be a really stupid thing to do. For example, you get the house. She could sell the house tax-free up to $500,000 a gain. You keep the 401k plan. You're paying ordinary income tax on every single dime coming out of that. But I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen. Not once, not twice, but many, many, many times. Now, the other thing that happens, once you give her the house and you keep the 401k, you say, okay, I'm going to name our son as the beneficiary. So Junior is going to get my $500,000 401k plan. And everything is groovy. And 10 years later, when you're like 68 years old, you fall in love with a 28-year-old. Or she falls in love with your now $2 million 401k plan. But you're protected because you named your son as the beneficiary. So you betroth this 28-year-old. We'll call her Anna Nicole. Although that guy was 80-some-odd years old. But you know what I'm saying. So now all of a sudden you're married. But the $2 million is protected because your son is the named beneficiary. But he's not. Because it doesn't matter who you name as the beneficiary. Because under federal law, the spouse, unless they sign something to the contrary, a consent form, so that they're relinquishing any, quote, ownership of that 401k, if you croak, is going to the 28-year-old. And then all of a sudden, she brings you some lime Kool-Aid, and it ain't lime Kool-Aid, if you know what I mean. I watch those shows, Investigation Discovery. And then you croak, she gets the $2 million, and your kids get squat. So, anyway, I know it's a lengthy answer, but most people don't realize that. Now, many states even require this with IRAs. It's not true with IRAs, by the way. You can name a beneficiary. But to be on the safe side, if you want to name a beneficiary that is different than your spouse, they will require a consent form, although the law doesn't require it. But the trustees many times require it because they don't want to get in the middle of some spat between your kids and your second, third, fourth, or fifth spouse. It's the way it works. So just be very, very, very careful. Very careful. Many, many horror stories on that stuff. Let's go to Todd next, because I got a question, not from an email, but from somebody I know from around town who asked this very same email. His name wasn't Todd, but maybe he put a fake name in, Jim, and it is him.
It happens.
Todd asks, I am being offered a structured variable annuity. What is it, and what do you think? Well, I think it's a very complex instrument. It's a structured product. Usually it works like this. Put your money in this variable annuity. There are no fees. So all the guy that says there's a bunch of fees, there may be a surrender charge, but they're not going to charge you a fee. And we'll give you a 10% buffer on the downside. So the market goes down 10%, you lose 0%. Market goes down 15%, you lose 5%. Market goes up 20%, we're going to cap you out at 12%, or something like that. You don't get all the upside, but you don't participate all of the downside. And for that, their fees are priced into the structured product. Extremely complex scenarios. You need to have a sophisticated advisor that understands how these work. But I will tell you, they can work pretty well. You won't make as much money as you would were it a variable annuity where you paid the fees in a rising market, but you will lose less when the markets go down. In times like these, one might love to have a 10, a 15, or a 20% buffer, but they're very, very complicated. And if you read the prospectuses on these, you'd know exactly what I'm talking about. Do business with an insurance company that's got a lot of experience in doing these contracts. Many have been doing them for a long time now. But Todd, as always, get a really good financial advisor, okay? I'm out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to email me, go to raylucia.com. Now go out and make it a fantabulous day. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio,